This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. We're down to the final stretch of this election cycle, and we're wrapping up our Meet the Candidates series this week on Morning Edition, speaking with the candidates for Lieutenant Governor. And today we're joined by Liberty Union candidate Boots Wardinski. A self-described socialist, pacifist, and atheist, Wardinski lives in Newberry. He's an organic farmer and a horse logger. He's also a veteran from the Vietnam War era and has been a longtime member of Veterans for Peace. And Boots Wardinski, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about some of the issues that are important this year in the race for Lieutenant Governor, and one of them is health care. Some people are calling for the state of Vermont to get out of the health care exchange, disappointed with Vermont Health Connect. How do you think Vermont should be approaching health care?
Well, I think it should be approaching it from a preventive basis. And I think that's related, the health of Vermonters is related to the environment and how we treat it, and to the farming practices that we employ in the state. And my feeling is that the state, the Department of Agriculture, has to be exclusively interested only in transitioning to an all-organic farming system in Vermont. The system that we have now is polluting the water, pollutes the air, and contributes to the ill health of many people. With all the pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, chemical fertilizers that are introduced into the water and air and ground, we're allowing the farmers that farm that way, and I don't like to use the word conventional farming. I like to use pesticide, chemical, herbicide farming, because conventional farming is organic farming. That existed long before the present practices. So we're allowing those people to poison the environment.
Do you have an opinion, though, on Vermont Health Connect specifically, because the way that people get their health insurance covered?
Well, I'm all for socialized medicine and a single payer from as locally based as possible. So anything that relates and is integrated to the federal system, I would be opposed to continuing that and get out.
Vermont came close to but did not pass a bill last legislative session that would have legalized marijuana for recreational use. Where do you stand on the position of marijuana legalization in Vermont?
Well, I thought that was a bill that favored in corporations and more industrial, and I favor the full legalization of marijuana and all drugs for that matter. And the war on drugs hasn't worked. It doesn't work here. It doesn't work anywhere. So let's forget that war and allow people to put into their bodies whatever they wish to put into their body. And it's, my opinion is that, and there's some information out there, and there are people that are advocating that if you end the war on drugs and legalize drugs, then you'll reduce crime. And that seems to make sense. There's a lot of crime related to drugs. And if it's available through state stores like liquor is, you can control its use and monitor and help people and educate people.
Renewable energy is a big issue in Vermont. And as the state goes forward, what do you think the approach to energy should be?
I think it should be as local as possible. That's a socialist point of view where towns or groups of towns should determine what they want to do and how they want to provide the energy that that town or group of towns or communities are going to use. And I'm opposed to industrial wind power, industrial solar power, and industrial corporate power generation of any kind.
Are you generally, though, in favor of Vermont's goal of getting 90% of its energy from renewable sources by the year 2050?
I think that would be great if we did that.
But wouldn't that be more difficult if you were, you know, giving local control to towns to, say, veto, a wind project?
It probably would be more difficult, but that's the way, the more difficult it is, the better outcome I think we'll have in the long run. If it doesn't get there by 2050, well, so be it. But I think it should be determined by local citizens and not by state government or federal government.
Boots Wardinski in Vermont, the governor and lieutenant governor run separately, so it is possible that you could, if you won, end up serving with a governor from another political party. If that was the case, how would you work and find common ground with that governor?
I'm not so interested in finding common ground with, I'm assuming it's going to be a Democrat or a Republican. They're both corporate parties, and they cater more to the corporate world than I would. And I would just promote the policies and beliefs of the Liberty Union Party as a balance to whatever that person was promoting and advocating.
We're asking all the candidates that we speak with to end up by giving sort of an elevator pitch, meaning like if you met a Vermonter on the street and you had maybe, you know, 30 seconds or so to talk to that person and said, hey, I'm Boots Wardinski and I'd like your vote for lieutenant governor. Here's why. What would you say to that person?
One of the things I would say was that I think it's important that we have as many choices as possible and that the policies of my candidacy and Liberty Union are to strengthen the communities and the individual as opposed to the corporations and the moneyed interests of the state.
Boots Wardinski is the Liberty Union candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Vermont. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.